all truth.
You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Cocoa, 99.9 FM.
Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I gotta...
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries, where you may come as a visitor, but you're going to leave as family. Our wonderful pastors are Pastor Thomas, Pastor Teresa Robinson. The church is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. I'm your host today, sitting in the studio, WWBC Minister Andre Jordan, excited to be here, thankful to the Lord every time he gives us the opportunity to proclaim the word of the Lord boldly. Also, we thank and appreciate you, our listening audience. It's always a pleasure to meet you. It's always a pleasure when you come by and visit us at VIP. Always a pleasure just to have those that are faithfully listening to the word and sharing the word and sharing the broadcast and being blessed by the word of God. We thank God for how he blesses us and how he encourages our hearts just as we listen to the word, meditate on the word, speak the word, declare the word. I'm your host, Minister Andre Jordan. I just want to pray really quickly, and then we're going to take a look at the book of Hebrews chapter 11. God, I bless and I praise your name. You are awesome. You are holy, worthy, excellent, marvelous, praiseworthy, worthy of all glory, adoration, and praise. Pray today and invite the presence of God into the teaching. Have your way, Holy Spirit, lead and guide us. Open up our understanding. Let us go deeper as we talk about faith, as we grow in faith, Father. Let our faith be stirred today. I pray and I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We're talking about the topic of faith, and we're looking at the book of Hebrews. My gosh, what a chapter on faith. What a word. This book, Hebrews 11, chapter 11, if anything can stir our faith, the hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This chapter ought to do it. This chapter ought to stir us and spur us on to believe God. These are the faith heroes, the faith giants. I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." It's tied up. It's the substance. It's the evidence. Let me just read it all, then I'll come back. Sometimes I'm just ready to go. "For by it," by the faith, "the elders obtained a good report." I was thinking about this as we read this, about our spiritual report card. The report card of faith that says, by this, by the now faith, by their faith, the elders, these heroes of the faith, they obtained a good report. And it made me think about, if God were to give us a report card, a faith report card, what would he give us? What would the demonstration of our faith earn? Verse 3, "Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen are not made of things which do appear." Just this verse 3, when I think about, and the world was framed, the worlds, plural, were framed by the word of God. The universe, the worlds, all in the galaxy, known and unknown to mankind, was framed by the Word of God. That's so powerful because it makes me think of building a house or building a building, and you frame and you have a foundation, and it makes me think, what are my words framing? What are your words framing? When we're framing a house or framing a building, we are building something. So when we release our words into the atmosphere, words have presence, words have power. What are we building? What are we framing? There's many things you could build. You could build a mansion. You could build a business. You could build a home. You could build just anything, a bathroom. I mean, just you could build anything. What are your words building in the spirit realm? What are your words, the words we release out of our mouths, the words I release, the words you release, what are they building? Because we're all the worlds, the scripture just, we read it, the worlds were framed by the Word of God. So there is something being framed by the Word of Minister Andre. There is something being framed by the Word of our broadcast listeners. We are all framing, building something with our words. I want us to think about that today. Are we building what we want to see? Because now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's there. It's not in its final stages, but it's going to be seen what you built with your faith, what you built with your words. Faith can be positive. Faith can be negative. If you only have faith to believe for negative, if you only have faith to believe for limited, if you only have faith to believe for less than, if you only have faith to believe for settling, that is what you are building. That is what you are framing. That is what you will see, live, and enjoy. But God wants us to have faith to believe in Him, faith to believe in His Word, faith to believe that He's not a liar, faith to believe that has He said it, surely, assuredly, He will, shall perform it. God wants that kind of faith. Have the God kind of faith. Have faith in God. And so what is so wonderful is we don't have to have faith in ourselves, in my ability. My ability is a human ability. It can only go so far. But when we put, deposit, invest our faith in God, my God, there is no limit to God. So my faith in God takes me to unlimited possibilities, unlimited opportunities, supernatural happenings, windows, doors of opportunity, connections. And that is what God wants. He's trying to get us to increase in believing and knowing His Word is true, increase in operating, living, speaking, declaring like the Word of God is true. Something happened and it shook up the mindset to settle, a new mindset. You know, God is charging us. There's a faith infusion happening as we're reading through this Word. And let me continue reading because I only have so many minutes. Verse 4, by faith Abel, the heroes of faith, the champions of faith. I want my name to be there. By faith, Minister Andre, she believed God and she did exploits. She declared, she made decrees, she released the word of faith. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness. Abel obtained witness that he was righteous. It says, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. We talked about if you were to get a faith report card from God, what would you get? What would you receive? What would you earn? Look at verse 4. It says that God testified concerning Abel. What testimony could God give concerning you and your faith? What testimony could God give concerning me and my faith? I want an A on my report card. Let me tell you, I'm competitive in academics. I want an A. Abel got an A. God testified. I want God to testify of me. I want God to testify of you because your faith fails not. Because the measure of faith you receive, you exercise it, you use it. You're conditioning yourself to agree and believe and declare and proclaim the word of the Lord. It becomes your faith lifestyle. It becomes your norm. By verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated that he did not see death. He did not have to keep an appointment with death. He was not found because God translated him. For before he translated him, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Back to the spiritual report card. What can God testify concerning you? God, that Enoch, that he pleased God. He pleased God to the point God just say, come be with me. Come be with me. That faith in God, faith pleases God. The scripture tells us, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. Enoch pleased God. Verse 6, getting a little ahead of myself. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This is so rich today. This word of God from the scripture is so rich today, telling us to that it takes faith to please God, telling us that we must believe God. I must believe God. I believe God. I believe and I know God's word is true. It says that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Faith, seeking God, getting God's rewards because we dare to believe, we dare to proclaim, we dare to decree, we dare to exercise our faith. There is a reward for those that will stand in faith. God is not a man that he should lie. God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. I've decided to live the faith lifestyle. I've decided I would rather believe God and trust him at his word than make any other choice or decision. I would rather believe the word of the Lord that he is a rewarder. He's my faith warrants a reward. God is pleased by my faith. God is pleased when I step out in faith. God is pleased, and he rewards that. He rewards it. He blesses that. He honors that. By faith, verse 7, Noah, the great patriarch Noah, being warned of God of all things, not seen yet, God warned Noah. Noah moved with a reverential fear of God to obey him, to take a step of faith. He moved, it says, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Because Noah had faith, his moving out in faith, and the scripture says two verbs, he moved, he prepared, and because he was willing to take a step of faith, because he was willing to prepare and obey God, he saved his household. Who will I save because of my faith? Who will I save because I dare to believe God's word? Who will I save because I dare to obey God in faith? Because I dare to take a step of faith? Who will I impact? What lives will I impact because I dare to stand in faith, believing God's word, moving out in his word, preparing, doing the will of the Lord? Who will I save? By which he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith, Moses. By faith, verse 8, Abraham, father Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place that he should after receive for an inheritance, Abraham obeyed. He went out. not knowing where he went. Faith does not need to know. Can I say that? Sometimes God says something to us, gives instructions. We have 101 questions. We have the spirit of need to know. But Abraham, this is the faith that pleases God. Now faith pleases God. This is the faith that pleases God. He, not knowing where he went, where God was sending him, but he obeyed, the scripture says. He took the step of faith. He exercised his faith. He conditioned himself to say, well, if God said it, his word is good. I'm okay with it. And we've got to come to the place that we don't need to know. What the one thing we need to know is, I'd better obey God. The one thing we need to know is, God does not lie. The one thing we need to know that is, with God, all things are possible. It's possible. It's possible. The impossible is possible. What you think is impossible is possible. Because God is not a man. He's not a human. He is Almighty God. He is Elohim, El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha. He's God. There is no one like him. So we don't have to have a limited mindset. Faith shakes off a limited mindset. Faith shakes free from a limited mind shake. Faith knows and believes, for with God all things are possible. It is possible. I pray today the word, the patriarchs, as we look at the heroes and champions of faith, you're being stirred and you're saying, me too, God. Me too, my name in the book. I will dare to believe you. I will dare to live a faith lifestyle. I will dare to believe and live like your word is true. Sometimes there is a disconnect between how we live and what we say. Sometimes we say many words, but they're not mixed with faith. So we live far beneath the words we declare, but God wants to bring connection and alignment so that the words that I decree, I live to that level. I'm not just going around saying empty words, but I don't believe God in my heart. Faith believes. Faith is fully persuaded. Let me say that. Faith is fully persuaded. Faith says I have no other recourse. Faith says I have no other option. Faith says it's God's way or the highway. Faith says let God be God and serve him. You know, faith declares. Faith is always believing God. By faith, Abraham sojourned in the land of promise. As in a strange country, he was dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Verse 11, so faith also, through faith also, Sarah, Abraham's wife, received strength to conceive seed. Faith strengthens us. Faith makes it possible to conceive the seed of the word to become. Think about the parable of the sowers. Some of the seed fell on the wayside. The enemy, the birds of the air, Satan snatched it up and said, no, you're not going to get this word. You're not going to receive this seed. Some seed fell on a stony ground. It had no root in it. The stones were prohibiting it from getting deep, hiding it deep within our hearts. Some seed fell on the thorny ground. The thorns, like, man, the cares of the world, the love of the world, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, those things, preoccupation with the world, it choked in it. The thorns of that life choked out the good seed of the word of God. But listen, faith allows us to become pregnant. It allows us to receive the strength we need. God, strengthen your people today. As this word is going out, let this word be a vaccination of strength. Let this word be a spirit and life and go forth and strengthen your people that are, we're just about to throw in the towel. We're just about to give up. But God, because you divinely had them tune into the broadcast, they're receiving new strength today to believe you for your word's sake, to not cast away their confidence, which has great recompense of reward, that you reward those that diligently seek you. Father, I pray today, like Sarah, we receive your strength today. The strength of the word is here today to conceive seed. Let this seed of this word fall on good soil today that we will produce. Let this word of faith produce in our life 30, 60, 100, 1,000 fold. Let us see the manifestation of this teaching where I did not know if I had the strength to go another day, but God strengthened me. The word of the Lord strengthened me. I felt my faith quicken and come alive in me. Hallelujah. I praise the Lord today. Let's keep reading. Sarah received strength through faith. She did. She conceived seed. She was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who promised. God, I judge you faithful today. I judge you faithful to your promises. Father, I thank you, like Sarah, we shall birth that which you have declared we should birth. We're bringing and birthing spiritual babies, Father, that you promised us. Therefore, sprang even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the sea innumerable. So God is a God that brings dead things to life, quickens dead things, dead womb Sarah, dead Abraham reproductively. But because and through their faith to believe that God was able to do what he promised, that God was able to keep his word, that God is not a man that he could lie, out of them spring forth, oh my gosh, so many people. That the scripture said that they would be like as the sands on the seashore, innumerable, unable to count the generations, the lineage that came through the loins of Abraham because he dared to believe God. I want to challenge us today, dare to believe God in your story, in your matter, in your situation, in your need. Dare to decide, I'm either going to believe God, or I'm either going to believe God. I'm either going to trust God, or I'm either going to trust God. We have no other option. We have no other option. Let us decide. Me too. I will live the lifestyle of faith. I will live believing God with my last breath. Verse 13. I'm going to skip a little bit. And let's go to verse 17, because my time is getting short. Let me see if I can go a little bit further. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, tested, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. But he was willing to offer him up, knowing that God is not a man that he should lie. If God wanted me to sacrifice him and I sacrifice him, God still is going to raise him up, that he is going to be the one that the promise is going to come through. That kind of faith. Verse 19, Abraham accounted that God was able to raise him up, even if he raised him from the dead. By faith, verse 20, Isaac blessed Jacob and he blessed Esau concerning the things of come. By faith, Jacob, the patriarch, when he was dying, he blessed the sons of Joseph and he worshiped leaning upon the staff. And he, by faith, Joseph, when he died, he made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and he gave a commandment. Faith that lived on after he was gone. Look at this. Look at this word. Faith that remained after he was gone from the earth. He said, take my bones when you go. By faith, Moses, when he was born, he was hid 3 months by his parents. They saw he was a goodly, proper child. They were not afraid of the king's command. Let our faith supersede fear of man. Let our faith destroy fear of man. Moses' parents were not afraid. By faith, they preserved this child for the Lord's use by faith. Moses, when he was older, when he came to his years, he refused to be called Pharaoh's daughter. He chose rather to suffer the affliction of his people, the people of God, rather than to enjoy sin for a season. By faith, Moses, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured seeing him who is invisible. His eyes were on God. He had faith to believe God. By faith, Moses and the children of Israel passed through the Red Sea on dry land. May I say today, God is able to cause you to pass through your sea of trouble, of trial, of persecution. God is able to take you through on dry land. Don't stop in the middle. Keep going. Go all the way through with God. Use your faith. Do not cast away your faith, your confidence in God. There's even more the scripture tells us, verse 31, but my time is about up. I'm just going to stop there. You read it for yourself, the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, the entire chapter. Let your faith be stirred. See and believe and know that with God, nothing shall be impossible. I challenge you today to live the faith lifestyle. I challenge you today to put your faith to work. I challenge you today to let your faith be heard out of your mouth. Put it in the atmosphere. I challenge you to live beyond your limitations. God bless you today. May your faith increase, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well,
amen.
I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
Like Daniel in the lion's den,
he's never failed me yet.
What he did for Daniel, he can do it again.
He's never failed me yet.
Do you believe, just like Daniel in the lion's den,
he's never failed me yet.
He